Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, health, business, relationships, finances, life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea with this podcast is to coach you on a daily basis so that you get motivated, you get inspired, and you get ahead in life. That said, on today's podcast episode, I am answering a question that is coming from one of the subscribers and listeners of this podcast. How do I find a coach? I'm going to answer this question by adding two words from my side: therapist and mentor. How do I find a coach, a mentor, and a therapist? Why did I add these two words? Because I believe that coach, mentor, and therapist, all these three roles, they have many common characteristics, even though they are uniquely different. They have their own set of characteristics, but I think they have many common characteristics. And because I'm answering this question at a very high level, I think it makes sense to combine these three, for now, at least, for the sake of this podcast episode. How do I hire a coach, mentor, and therapist? To answer this question, I want you to play along with me. I want you to put yourself in the position of a coach. Because somebody is coming with their problem, with their pain, they're looking for a solution. In order for you to help them, is it fair to say that you need to have a service mindset? Is it fair to say that's the basic requirement for this role? Is it fair to say that you can connect and you can build trust and respect for them? I meet a lot of coaches and mentors who tell me, oh, I don't like this individual or that individual and what they do, how they look, how they speak. And I ask them, why are you in the profession of coaching? See, the basic requirement to become a coach is that you need to love people. You don't like people, you don't love people, get out. This is not for you. Please. See, you're doing this because you want the love and affection of as many people as possible. And that is how you should derive fulfillment. If you dislike some and you like some, I don't think this is going to work. You can't stop them from coming to you. You can't say no to them. You see where I'm going with this? Fair to say that you need to be able to connect with people. You need to build trust and respect. And is it also fair to say that you need to have the ability to listen and ask so that you can give opinions and give advice? Is it fair to say that you need to understand multiple different perspectives yet staying neutral while giving advice? Now that you are listening to them in different ways and you are processing all this information, is it fair to say that you need to possess a certain kind of mental agility so that you can remember what you are saying and at the same time showing empathy, showing care, and nurturing them? You see where I'm going with this? Do you have the willingness to serve as an advocate, willingness to go above and beyond to serve them while setting and maintaining boundaries? All this. Are possible when you have an understanding of the human that you are dealing with. And in order for you to understand the human or the human development that you are trying to create in this individual who is approaching you, you fundamentally also have to be a human. Because somebody is going through a different stage in their life. And your job is to raise them and put them in a state where they're able to overcome this part of their challenge and move on with life. And for that, you need to understand multiple stages of life. I think the answer to all the questions I asked you is a yes. That's how you hire a coach. That's the answer right there. When you become, that means you take the responsibility, you exactly know how you have to behave. And because now you know how you have to behave, now you know how to hire. Is it possible that you'll not find all the qualities? All the qualities that I talked about, is it fair to say that you'll not find them in a single coach? Yes. Hence, I tell you, go find 5 or 6, interview all of them, talk to them, and then decide who you want to work with. I have hired multiple coaches, multiple mentors, multiple therapists in my life for some of my situational problems and for some of my perpetual problems. Perpetual means I have goals that I want to achieve and they take some time, maybe 2 years or 3 years, and I need to work with them on a long-term basis. Yes, I have. And I did hire, and I continue to hire many coaches and mentors for some of my situational challenges I have got going. And I can tell you for sure, I have been to therapists myself because I don't have answers to many of my challenges. And I want to go and talk to others because I want to validate my thinking. Because I don't want to stay with an altered state of an ego, which tells me that, yes, I'm in control, where in fact, I'm not in control. And the truth is, I'm not in control of many things. And my life had changed the moment I believed that I'm not in control. And that is when I truly got control of my life, when I realized that I'm not in control. Hopefully, today's podcast is helpful. If it is, do me a favor, write a review, share it with your friends and family. Now, the podcast is available on 20 different platforms. Wherever you're listening, thank you for listening in. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your subscription. I'll be back here again tomorrow with another empowering question, if you have one for me. If not, another idea, another how-to, another strategy, or maybe an interview with one of my guests here. You stay empoweringly, you stay happy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.